Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast, the place where we align our hearts with God's truth and step into each day with faith, clarity, and victory. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's receive what God has prepared for us. Today's topic is called to be different, and our Bible text is from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, which says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Several years ago, I read about Eric Liddell, the famous Olympic runner whose life story inspired the movie Chariots of Fire. Eric was favored to win the 100-meter race at the 1924 Olympics. But there was a problem. The race was scheduled on a Sunday. Eric, a devoted Christian, believed deeply in honoring God on the Sabbath. Despite pressure from his nation, media criticism, and the risk of losing his Olympic dream, he refused to run. People called him foolish. Some said he was throwing away his destiny. But here's the twist: Eric later ran a different race, the 400 meters, a race he had never trained for. Against all odds, he won gold and broke a world record. Why? Because when you choose God over conformity, God backs your obedience with uncommon grace. And that's what it means to be called to be different. Beloved, from the very beginning, God has always had a people who stood apart. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." Notice that phrase, God's special possession. That means you were never designed to blend in. Let me ask you a question this morning. Who are you trying to please, God or the crowd? Because the truth is, you can't walk with God and still think like the world. Daniel was different in Babylon. Joseph was different in Egypt. Esther was different in Persia. And Jesus himself was different among his generation. And guess what? Difference attracted destiny. Daniel 1 verse 8 tells us Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Before God changed his environment, Daniel changed his conviction. Another question for you today: what conviction is God asking you to stand by, even if you stand alone? Let me encourage you, standing alone with God is never standing alone. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When you stand with God, God carries you in the hollow of his hands. Here's a powerful insight. Difference is not rejection, it is preparation. Sometimes God separates you because where he's taking you cannot accommodate compromise. Let me speak God's word over your life today. This morning, I declare, you will not lose your identity in the crowd. In Jesus' name, you will not dilute your faith to fit in. You will not be ashamed of your convictions. God's hand shall separate you from your contemporaries and promote you in Jesus' name. You will not experience the same struggle your mates experience, as from today favor shall open doors for you at every point of your life in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world." Light doesn't argue with darkness, it simply shines. You shall shine as from today in Jesus' name. If being different feels uncomfortable right now, take heart. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 reminds us, "Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." Your obedience is planting seeds your future will thank you for. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. In what areas of my life have I compromised just to belong? Where is God calling me to rise with courage and conviction? Action for the day. Choose one deliberate act of obedience today, even if it sets you apart. Could be how you speak, how you conduct business, how you forgive, or how you stand for truth. Remember, obedience is your loudest sermon. In conclusion, beloved, you are not strange, you are set apart. You are not missing out, you are being positioned. You are not behind, you are aligned with God's purpose. Being called to be different is proof that God trusts you with influence. Now, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this out loud together with me. I am called to be different. I am set apart for God's purpose. I do not conform to this world. My mind is renewed by God's word. I walk boldly, live faithfully, and shine brightly today. God is with me, and my life brings him glory. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Let that settle in your spirit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this new day. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Today, we ask that you give us the courage to stand firm, the grace to walk in love, and the wisdom to live differently without fear in whatever we do. Order our steps today, protect our going out and coming in, and let our lives glorify you. We commit this day into your hands, and we declare it blessed, fruitful, and victorious. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, please share this episode with someone who needs encouragement today. Let's spread the light together. Until tomorrow, keep winning every day.
Through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.